It is 11 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women.
One, two, three, four!
Hey, Mr. Lifeguard, up in the big chair, tune up the radio, you're looking good, yeah, dancing at the snack bar, singing to each other. We know the words from the record back cover. We got crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? So strutting like a foxy lady, so sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. Lou Reed says he's a bisexual, Jackson Brown is an intellectual, Stevie Wonder bought a house for his mother, DJ telling us we're sister and brother. We are the cosmos, we are the glam kids, put stardust on our eyelids. Nightbirds calling for a group meditation, sending Battyhurst a positive vibration. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. My cousin smoking pot before her wedding. Talking Cold War, rocket launches. Talking disco with my orthodontist. Who Craig Zeppelin, the driver Ed Guy. Your Barracuda, off from the high dive. On a date with a guy from Band. He played a trumpet solo, it was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queen needs a clarinet player. The headphones, don't try to scrutinize, it's just a dead zone. Wake up the neighbors, tell me how does it feel, and live the fantasy that makes your life real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory, and if some guy says there's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a bubble pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion, and the fusion in the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen divorced a model and married a musician.
Shape of Wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this test. She needs wide open spaces. You'll make her big mistakes. She needs new faces. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest stakes. Yeah! Folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there.
Well, we knew you'd come because we have the greatest fans in the whole wide world.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Yeah!
Ask
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Remember the good times that we had. I let them slip away from us when things got bad. How clearly I foresaw you smiling in the sun. Wanna feel your warmth upon me, wanna be the one.
Sleep not for.
Hello, everybody. This is Jane, and you are listening to Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. And we just heard a short set to start us off today, Dar Williams and Jill Sobule with FM Radio. And then the Chicks gave us a live version of Wide Open Spaces, and we just heard Solas and I Will Remember You. And if you're like me, and I think a lot of other people today, you are, in fact, spending time in remembrance. Today is the 20th anniversary of 9/11/2001. And we're going to mark that today on Something About the Women. When I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is a six-song set. It may be a spotlight on an artist or on a theme. And today, our six pack is going to be songs that were written about September 11th, 2001. And lest you think that is going to be too sad and difficult, we're going to follow that up with a second six-pack of songs for comfort and uplift on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So I hope you'll stay listening, and we've got a lot of great music coming up on our show today.
The Carter family lived next door. for almost 14 years, with Gwen and I inseparable, from rag dolls through brassieres. Then Gwen began to bore me with her giggles and her fears. The day the Carters moved away, I had to fake my tears. Oh, 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 oh. I told new friends Gwen Carter had become a silly pest, and then I found I missed her more than I'd ever have guessed. Grandma used to nag at me to straighten up my spine, to act respectful and read good books, to take care of what was mine. I hated being criticized, so what if her advice was wise? It always hurt to listen. Oh, 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 oh. I didn't cry when Granny died. She made me so depressed. And then I found I missed her more than I ever guessed. You used to make me moan in bed, but that can't be enough. My friends complain your jokes were crude, your manners were too rough. Don't know just what I wanted, but I know I wanted more. Someone presentable to blend with my decor. nobody stay in one place anymore. It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Traveling around sure gets me down and lonely. Nothing else to do but close my mind. Sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. Oh, but you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Hey, 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 you are so
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Can you survey down to a stone? come on and surrender.
As you know, here on WMFO, it's Freeform Radio out of Tufts University, and freeform means that we play all kinds of stuff. And so even on this women-only format, you're going to hear great stuff from many different eras of music, and that was a nice set of 70s singers. We started out with The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand, and then Carly Simon gave us The Carter Family. Those amazing singing sisters, the Roaches, gave us Hammond Song. We heard a live cut by Carole King, not recorded in the 70s, of course, but originally recorded in the 1970s. That was So Far Away. And we finished out that set with the late, the great Laura Nyro. And that was Stoned Soul Picnic.
Or I will not live at all. So return to where you come from. Return to where you dwell. Because harassment's not my forte, but you do it bloody well. Free to decide. I'm free to decide. And I'm not so serious.
coming down, mesmerized by double lines. Two yellow tightropes, I'm making good time. I am never anywhere, anywhere I go. When I'm home, I'm never there long enough to know.
Being in love is the same thing as being alone. Given the sorrows and company, nothing to say. Stay on the phone. Sorry, I do not know what else you want from me.
I am never anywhere, anywhere I go. When I'm home, I'm never there.
Dissolve the band, move to Idaho. Everyone's around and I hear you smiling. You say I love you, I say you too.
I am never anywhere, anywhere I go. What?
Now the man I If I could be you.
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And that song is called Woman in My Heart, and that is by Maddie Diaz. That is from her new album called History of a Feeling. It's a wonderful, wonderful record. Before that, we heard Gina Chavez, and the name of that song is Save Me. That is back from 2015's album, Uprooted. And I just got to read you a little teeny snippet from Gina Chavez's website. Gina is a wife, philanthropist, and an award-winning independent musician. Was a 2020 Latin Grammy nominee. And her music is deeply personal. Her passionate collection of bilingual songs takes audiences on a journey to discover her Latin roots through music as she shares her story of life in Texas as a married queer Catholic. So that's pretty cool, right? Then we heard some new music from Ashley McBride. That was Hang In There, Girl, from her record Never Will. Ketchum, Idaho was the name of a song by Boy Genius, which is a supergroup of independent musicians Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Darkus. They actually wrote that song together in 20 minutes, Ketchum, Idaho. And after they had finished writing collaboratively, they ran into the studio and recorded that around a single microphone. I just think that's really cool. And we started out that set with The Cranberries. That was an acoustic version of their song, Free to Decide. We are quickly approaching 12 o'clock here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and this is Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. I co-host this show with Kirsten and with Sue, and when I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and today we're going to do back-to-back six packs. The first six pack will be music that was actually written about September 11th, 2001. And I'm going to come back in at the end of that and tell you who we've been listening to and what the songs are. And then we're going to move right into a second six pack, which will be music, I hope, to uplift us all as we think back in remembrance to 20 years ago today.